I am up in Los Angeles at the Temple Bar with the Barefoot Natives, featuring Willie Kay and also Eric Gilliam. Willie, what is your whole name?
William Avihi Lima Kahai Ali'i.
All right, and tell us a little bit about your background in music. Your dad was into jazz. Tell me when you started playing and what instrument, your first instrument.
I come from a generation of Hawaiian musicians that performed for just about everybody who came into Hawaii, and my dad was one of them. He was a great jazz musician for a while in the beginning of my younger days, and when we moved to Maui, he just became strictly Hawaiian.
And what instrument was your first? Was it guitar, ukulele?
My first main instrument was the xylophone, if you can believe that.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
And at that time, I was playing a lot less Hawaiian music and more jazz music with my dad. And I think I started when I was around 10 years old.
And at what point did you really get into the Hawaiian language?
Well, Hawaiian language with me was always there. It was always there. Getting to learn it and to understand it and be part of it, it has changed so drastically, you know, that it doesn't sound like how it did back then nowadays. So I more or less try to just preserve the attitude and the feeling of being Hawaiian and knowing Hawaiian.
Now, when I saw you, I used to see you at Malia's Cantina and all that, and you were like wild and crazy. Have you mellowed a little bit?
I have to mellow for this particular project that we're doing, but
you're going to go home and get wild and crazy.
That's exactly right. You can only get wild and crazy in your own stomping grounds, honey.
All right, and then Eric, your name, your full name.
Eric Paul Gilliam, as my mother would refer to me as.
And you were born in Lakewood, but moved to Hawaii. What part of Hawaii?
We live in Kihei. We moved to Kihei, Maui. My dad's Hawaiian, and my mother is from Wisconsin. He just called me Agador, so that's why we're laughing, because it's true. We moved to Hawaii when I was only 5 years old. And I lived there most of my life. And then as soon as I graduated high school, I went to performing arts school in Chicago. And then I moved to Los Angeles and worked in film and TV. And then ended up in New York working on Broadway for a few years. Ended up back in Hawaii trying to figure out who I am. And my grandmother, my Hawaiian grandmother, who nurtured my sister's music career along. I started to identify with that, and then of course being exposed to Willie, it's sort of come full circle.
Yeah, I saw you a few years ago in at the Hyatt Hotel in Long Beach. That was the A Hula Mau, I believe. I think it was you and Amy, and then Willie Kay was separate, or somehow you were all on stage together talking story, and there was a lot of, you know, aunties and uncles and family, Ohana in the audience. For people that have never been to Hawaii, tell us a little bit about the culture.
Well, it's a dying culture, like a lot of indigenous cultures. But Hawaiian culture, actually, that's not true. It's actually strong. Like a lot of indigenous cultures, it's gone through its turmoil, and for many, many years, the Hawaiian culture has been suppressed, and there has been a movement in the last, would you say, 25 years, 20 years, where the Hawaiians are trying to keep the culture alive. And of course, you know, people like Willie, who are ambassadors of the Hawaiian culture, truly ambassadors, who takes music to the world, is keeping the culture alive. And I feel like, you know, now that in my travels, in my life, you know, I'm now participating in that movement. Being able to travel the world and play Hawaiian music with Willie is I think a great contribution to keeping the culture alive.
Now you have a very unusual tattoo on your leg. Describe it.
It was a tattoo that was a gift from a friend of mine from Tahiti, who I met through Amy and Willie. But it was supposed to be a small little band around my arm, and It ended up being this very large tattoo that goes up my leg. You know, it symbolizes, for me, it symbolizes there's three bands of arrows. The three bands represent myself and my brother and my sister, I being in the middle as the middle child. And the arrows represent the Polynesian Triangle, which is Tahiti, Rapa Nui, and Hawaii. And the arrows point up for power.
All right. Willie, do you have any tattoos?
I do, but I have an armband tattoo.
Okay, I couldn't see that. I was just seeing you on stage. Now, tell us some of the songs that you... Oh, there you go. All right, you want to describe that? With that
signifier. This one is a tattoo that was done in Tahiti. And it's a braid. It's a hair braid, which symbolizes infinity, because it continuously entwines over and over again. And it was actually a family tattoo over in Tahiti that was given to me, so I became an adopted son into the Taupua family. And that's where it's from.
Great. Now, when you're up on stage, you talk story a lot. Tell our listeners a little something maybe that you haven't shared with any audience.
Well, what we normally do when we do talk story, we talk story about actually daily life experiences that we normally do ourselves every moment when we have chance to either meditate or play music. You know, something that has to do with what made us write this song, or what makes us sing this song this way, or what makes us, what do we think about when we do perform this song. And so some of the people that we are actually looking out towards are the people that came from Hawaii and moved to the mainland and have, you know, they had just that 1 hour to 2 hours of time to reflect and try to remember, and we give that to them. We try to make the audience as intimate with us as possible, because, you know, a lot of people can go up and play and sing music and stuff like that, but unless you express your personal feelings with theirs to make them understand that, hey, we think about you too, you know, this is not us just putting on a show so that you guys make us rich or anything. This is about us to take you back home for that moment that you miss, and then, you know, and be happy for that moment.
And you did. I used to live on Oahu during the Onipa'a, the 100th anniversary of the overthrow of the government under Queen Liliuokalani. Did I say that right?
You said it pretty good. Liliuokalani.
And I closed my eyes and I felt like I was back at Malia's Cantina. Eric, tell us some of the songs that you played tonight.
We played...
Without the set list, you know, there's no set list.
No set list involved. We played a lot of songs. We played songs, of course, from Willie's catalog, which is songs that are probably the most well-known songs. But we also played some songs that, from the new project that we've just recorded together of the Barefoot Natives, and some songs that are from my catalog. So it was sort of a mixed match, and, you know, we like to change it up.
All right, and the fans are coming up and getting autographs and saying hello and all that stuff. So what's on the agenda? Are you looking to get signed by a big major record label, or just to travel the world and share your music? Who wants to take this one? And performing individually as well as together?
Well, you know, Willie has a prolific solo career, and will always have that. I mean, he has a lot of projects that have yet to be given birth to. You know, he's the greatest entertainer in Hawaii, and you know, people have been asking him to do a blues album, and I mean, there is no direction that he can go, and I know he has several solo projects that he's going to be doing. I think as a team, we're on a ride together, and we're gonna go and entertain people. I think, you know, we don't know where it's gonna go, but we know that we're just gonna stay in the moment and keep playing together as long as we can. And where it goes, we don't know. I mean, I think we believe that it will grow and infect people.
And Willie, you have a big effect on a lot of, you know, up-and-coming musicians, Makana being one of them. What advice could you give to someone just starting out in the music industry coming from Hawaii? coming to the mainland, maybe?
It all depends on what they want to do with the music industry. If you're going to make a career out of this kind of, you know, out of entertaining people and performing and stuff like that, the dedication has always got to be there. You gotta pretty much separate yourself from other advice. You gotta become one with your creativity. You gotta become one with whatever you think you want to do that's gonna make this thing happen. You can't go at it halfway. You have to do it full throttle. And that's what I told Makana. I said, you know, he always asked me. He goes, Uncle, how do you go up on stage and then just by playing a few chords and saying a few words, you got the people in your hands? I said, because sometimes people, they actually want to see how real a person really is, and they can see through that, you know. And if they see you being real with yourself, and then that it only matters what you do, that you enjoy what you do, then they love you for it, you know. Anything, they can see all the phony stuff and stuff like that. I said, you got a lot of great talent, kid. You know, if you got original stuff, do them. Don't listen to what anybody else says. Do what is satisfying to yourself.
Yeah, you two really have a lot of fun up there. I mean, Willie K, I've seen you separately and then together. And that's important. That rubs off and people can see that. Now, just one last question. Tell me about your writing process separately. I mean, first we'll take Eric. Do you write the music and the words comes all together, or how does it happen, a song for you?
Well, I couldn't begin to claim to be a prolific songwriter. Willie, on the other hand, has written hundreds of songs.
Okay, let's go to Willie.
What? What are you guys talking about?
How do you do that? Does a song, you just start playing a few chords and the words come to you in your mind, or do you write the words like in a poem first and then you put music to it after?
Well, there's a thing called inspiration. Inspiration comes in many different shapes and forms. Sometimes it comes in a dream. Sometimes it comes while riding on your motorcycle because you got no radio to play, so you got to entertain yourself with music in your head. Thusly, you create songs and words and whatever you see in your environment, and there you go. You have a song. Inspiration is the most important thing.
And then it just comes together, the song and the music together for you?
Well, some people who are gifted that way, yes. Other people write just words, which is poetry, that actually comes out into songs. Other people write melodies that don't have any words to them, but maybe just one chorus line that continuously plays in their head. And then they need to find somebody who's a writer, and they work and collaborate and get a hit, you know? But somebody like myself, I get inspired by every kind of drama action that happens in my life, you know, and this could be one of them, and I could probably have a song written for you in 5 minutes if I wanted to.
Oh, wow, that is cool. I'd like to hear that one. All right, who wants to give the website address out, MySpace page, whatever, to let our listeners stay in tune with you?
Yeah, if you want to visit us, you can go to barefootnatives.com. And it's a fun website, actually. And, of course, there's willyk.com and ericgilliam.com to stay in touch with our endeavors.
All right. Thanks. Say something in Hawaiian.
Mahalo nui loa ka ko. Aloha ke akua. Malama kokino. Ke ia la. Aloha no.
And that means...
It means thank you very much. God bless you, and take good care of yourself.
Malama pono.